Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This. We invited Mr. Fixit, our friend Lou Manfredini. You hear him Saturday mornings from 6 to 9 on WGN Radio.
7 to 10. You're off starting
wow.
tomorrow, right?
How many years?
He still says 1:30 in the afternoon.
Right. I know. Isn't that weird? Right.
Well,
and I know I look at that clock and it says 1:01. Why I don't see the other one, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, 12 Days of Christmas, Griswold style.
On the first day of Christmas, Mr. Fix-It fixed for me.
Ready? I give you the Griswold family Christmas tree. A lot of sap in here. It looks great. A little full.
A lot of sap.
It is funny.
It's a
funny scene.
What's that going to cause? So the Christmas tree snaps open,
yep.
And the branch bursts through his front window.
Okay, now let's keep in mind the era of the home, right? 1989. And when I looked closely at the window, each one of those panes of glass are replaceable. So you
I wondered about that.
You could hire a... And it didn't break the whole window. It broke several panes.
I think the frame is good.
Correct. So you have a couple ways to go. You could go to your local Ace Hardware store and have that glass, if you took the sash out and then put like some plywood in there temporarily, they could re-putty the window. It would probably cost you around $26 per sash.
What's a sash?
Well, that's the thing that goes up and down. They're double-hung windows.
Okay.
Okay? But if all of a sudden you're like, you know, these are old windows, right? They could call your sponsor.
Oh, Next Door and Window.
Right. Or they could call my sponsor, Gilkey Windows. They could get two estimates to replace the entire window.
Are you telling me though that the glass in that sash would only cost me $26?
That's called divided light.
Really?
Correct.
Would that be a thermal glass? Would that be good glass?
No, it's in the movie, it's single pane glass.
I mean,
it's
right.
So it's an older house. It's 1989.
Okay.
But so you could get that replaced at the store. They could reputty it for around that price.
Okay, I'm going to get two columns then. One's the $26 new glass.
Now, if we need to replace, it's one window that gets damaged.
$1,000.
It's about $1,000.
Is it about $1,000?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And then, you know, the thing is, you're like, well, do I just want to do that one window or do I want to do them all?
That's the thing.
Right?
One piece of glass breaks, $30,000 later, you got a guy on your roof.
Right. So it's either $50 or $1,000.
Right, I'll make that $26.50 for whatever. Let's be careful, $50. All right, that's number one. Here's the next thing that happens to the Griswold house.
On the second day of Christmas, Mr. Fix-It fixed for me.
That's, of course, Clark on the roof, and he's stapling the lights in. And I just thought, what are you doing? I'm afraid to put a tack in there.
Hey, number one, he's using the Aero T50 stapler. It's the industry standard. Still available today.
Okay.
The T50 Aero stapler, made in America.
Wow.
I would not recommend that you staple directly to your shingles, but you're fine.
Really?
It won't damage the roof.
No kidding.
No, because you've got a layer of shingle, then another layer of shingle underneath there, so you probably have a good 5/8, 3/4 of an inch thickness of the double shingles, and he's probably putting half-inch shingles in there. If you pull them out carefully, you're good to go.
I will leave that blank.
No damage.
Zeros. Well, Clark, how fortunate for you, because then this happens.
On the third day of Christmas, Lou Manfredini fixed for me.
Okay.
That's Clark still on the roof now falling off the gutter and ripping a section of the gutter off.
Now, that gutter where he came off the roof line, it came from a corner and it went to another end of the roof line that terminated. So you really probably only have to replace about a 12-foot section of the downspout, of the gutter.
Right.
Okay. And so I'm going to estimate it's about 12 feet plus the downspout connection, all in white. Small job, but it's going to take some setup. You got to get a guy out there. He's got to put a ladder up there. He's got to cut it. About $300 for that. But what you don't remember in this scene is when he falls off of there, a big chunk of ice, because he's got a little ice dam in the gutter,
right,
goes flying across into the neighbor's window.
Yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus's house. Now, we're not going to fix her house.
We are not.
But she needs a new window, too.
So that's either $50 for the sash or $1,000 for her window.
Well, if I'm her, I'm demanding a new window.
Well, and remember later in the movie, the cops burst through her door.
Correct.
But we're not fixing her house.
All right.
And by the way, just for the record, I'm not going to fix interior damage. So, for instance, when the dinner goes south and dishes are falling and tables are crashing, I'm not repairing that.
You're not doing any of that.
I was just the house. The structure itself.
So that we could sell it.
Okay, so the only $300 to get somebody to replace a 12-foot section of gutter.
Yeah.
Okay, $300 it is.
I bet I could get Cobblestone Development out there to come out and do that, Bill Conforti.
But he's not done yet.
And on the fourth day of Christmas, Mr. Fix-It fixed for me.
Remember what scene that is?
Yeah, this is not an inexpensive fix.
This is... He's standing in the attic, pushing his hands together, staying warm, and he falls through the attic floor, through the roof, then the ceiling of the bedroom that his son has. So he's wrecked either the floor of the attic,
right,
or the ceiling of the second-story bedroom.
Right, and it's plaster and lath. When he's standing on that ceiling, it's not drywall. It's plaster and lath. So we need a good union plasterer to come out there and take a look at this. Then you got to match the texture of the ceiling. All the furniture's got to move out of the way. And then you got to have a painter come and repaint the entire ceiling. This thing could be anywhere from $400 to $1,000 all in.
I guess it just depends. Because you're not going to fix that hole. Well, you are going to fix a hole,
but it's plaster. So it's not like you're going to cut it out and put a piece of drywall. A plasterer has got to come and put some backing in there and then actually put some plaster, match the stipple, texture. The texture of it all.
And
it's a little
paint.
More involved. And then you got to paint the whole ceiling.
You can't just paint that spot.
No, it'll show for sure.
$400 to $1,000.
Yeah.
This is the fifth disaster to befall Clark Griswold's home.
And on the fifth day of Christmas, Lou Manfredini fixed for me.
That's the cat, Aunt Bethany's cat, biting through the electric cord in the tree. And the cat gets incinerated and burns a hole right through the carpet.
Right. Now, you know, you could, with that kind of carpeting, you could actually cut a big circle out.
No.
Yeah. And then go to another part of the room. Maybe there's a closet. And you could cut a big circle out of there. And you swap the circles. And you put it down with carpet tacks. And you blend it all in. And especially since it's under a chair, you wouldn't even know it.
Okay. That's
$200 to do that.
But if you got to replace
the whole, I'm going to estimate that room's 300 square feet, depending on the quality of the carpeting. You're going to spend anywhere from $300 to $600 to replace the carpeting in that one room.
All right, I'll meet you in the middle and call it $500.
Got it.
So we're now at $2,800
right,
if we do it right. But if we economized, we are at, $950.
Yeah.
But, okay, he's surviving that.
You're disappointed it doesn't cost more.
I think everything, my experience has been everything costs a lot more than I think it's
going
to cost.
You have that face, though. When they look at you, they're like, he doesn't know.
And by the way, these problems are small, as you well know, because the real poop storm hasn't even hit the Griswold house.
Right.
Lou Manfredini, our Mr. Fix-It, is on sometime on Saturday mornings. They move it around a lot. But the rumor is that he's on from 7 to 10 Saturday mornings.
Yeah, 25
years.
He
helps you out. He's going to help us out after the news. Our colleague, Lou Manfredini, heard Saturday mornings with his House Smarts radio show. You hear him 7 to 10, but he helps out a lot of shows and a lot of listeners throughout the day, week, year, month on WGN. And so who better than Lou to guide us through Clark Griswold's family Christmas and all of the things that befall that house. I asked Lou to come in and tell us what it would cost. So we're on day five now. Elif, just though, play five for us one more time.
We're on day six.
Just to catch us up, this is the fifth day of Lou Manfredini's fix in Clark Griswold's house.
And on the fifth day of Christmas, Lou Manfredini fixed for me.
That's good. Cat biting through the electric cord at the Christmas tree, burns the hole in the carpet. You said it would be $200 to patch it, maybe $500. If the difference is $300, I'm going to go with the whole carpet. I'll just redo the whole carpet, right? $200 to patch, $500 for a whole new room.
Right.
I would do that. Our texters, though, are asking some questions about all of this. For instance, John, regarding Christmas vacation, when Clark goes through the attic floor into his son's room below, why didn't he just go down through the hole onto his son's bed and crawl out of the attic that way?
Because if you remember closely in the movie, when he falls onto the top bunk bed.
Yep.
So he's only he's like, you see his ankles.
Yeah.
And his ankles came through. He only drops like maybe 6 inches.
Or a
foot.
A little bit, yeah.
A foot.
This segment is torture for me because I bought that movie and I was really excited to watch it. Now I know all the details.
Wait a minute. You haven't watched this movie?
I have watched it, but not in like 10 years.
See, you're like me.
Years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When we were in New York, my wife and I, it was on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's on TV all the time.
It's the movie to watch.
Yeah.
So he can't crawl out of the...
He would be very difficult. He'd have to open up the ceiling even more.
Contortionist just to get out.
Right.
Somebody else texted in and they said the following. Turn the page. Where did it go? Hey, John, the repairs are going to cost a lot more than that pool. Not yet. It's not been as expensive as we thought. And 309, what about when Cousin Eddie empties the mobile home septic tank into the storm drain? We'll get to that.
We're getting there.
We're on day 6 now, right? LF, okay, here's the next.
So do you replace the cat? I mean, is it a shelter? Get a shelter cat then to save money? Or
if that cat has 9 lives, he just used them all up. You know what I mean? Okay, here we go.
And on the 6th day of Christmas, Lou fixed for me.
Look what you've done to my tree!
Yeah, that's his uncle lighting his cigar and igniting the tree. Whoom! It goes, burns to a crisp, and Clark comes in and says, look what you've done to my tree.
Well, I mean, we know he goes out and cuts down a tree later
another
and brings it in. But
arrive.
If you were going to go and buy another tree, I think it's about a 12-foot tree. That's going to cost you a couple $100.
Yeah.
You get some deals now, right, towards, you know, a few days left of Christmas. But then new drapes. I mean, I know we're not doing furnishings, but the drapes, what are you going to do? You're not going to sell the house without drapes.
And that's what I thought. Drapes usually stay affixed to the property, so they're part of the house.
Right. So if you can match them, you know, if they're relatively new, it's going to be $300 just for that opening. And then, you know, one of our longtime old sponsors was the folks at Fresh Wave. You're going to need a lot of Fresh Wave to get rid of the smoke smell.
I'll bet that a fumigation, like, I don't know what you do, because if you have smoke damage, that's insidious. It's in every fabric. It can get in the paint.
You can't see it, but you're going to have to paint the ceiling, too.
Yeah.
Right? Because the tree burned, and so there's a huge burn mark at the ceiling. So you're going to have to use some odor-killing primer from Zinsser. That's $30.
Okay.
Then you're going to have to paint the entire ceiling. That's another couple gallons of paint. That's another 60 right there.
60 if I do it myself. If I get somebody to do it.
$500.
Okay. And we're going to spend $200 on a tree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, $200.
On a 12-foot tree.
Oh, absolutely. You can spend that on a smaller tree.
Yeah.
It's amazing, too, because later in the movie, suddenly a decorated tree has appeared. You know what I mean? But one tree burns, and later on they got another tree.
Well, sure. The production assistants.
Okay, so we're done with this
yes.
episode.
Mm-hmm.
So on to number 7.
Now on the 7th day of Christmas, Mr. Fix-It fixed for me.
I have a delivery for Clark W. Grisman.
Later in the movie now... And he's waiting for his bonus, and lo and behold, the delivery guy comes. But if you notice, Clark rips open the door while he's still holding onto the knocker and pulls the knocker and latch right off the front of the door.
Right, but it just pulled through the two holes in the door.
True.
When you see, and it did splinter it a little bit. They did a very nice job in their...
I noticed this.
Yeah, they did a very nice job in their setup of all this.
It looks like it really happened.
Correct. And so we can putty that. Okay.
We'll have to fill in that splintered area with
yeah,
wood sort of
with
splinter.
A wood epoxy, right?
Okay.
I really like a product called PC Woody. And so you're going to use that. And then you're going to be able to let that dry. But now you got to sand and paint the whole door.
Well, that's labor intensive, but I'm going to do that.
Right. So if you're going to do that yourself, you're going to sand and prime and paint the entire door and then reinstall the knocker.
Paint the door?
You got to paint the whole thing. If Clark does it by himself or John does, you can do it all for $50.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's not expensive.
It's just one can of paint.
Yeah, it's a quart.
And then
it's
if I have you do it, a company do it?
A company do it, it's $300.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I mean, it's a small job, even though it doesn't cost much.
Yeah.
To get them out there, it's going to cost you money.
Right.
Okay, so $300 on the expensive side, $50 if Brenda does it. Okay. Let's move on then. So we're on day 8, I believe.
On the 8th day of Christmas, Mr. Fix-It fixed for me.
post.
Clark is now fully engaged in his nervous breakdown. He's walking around with a hat on and a chainsaw. He's just sawed off. I'd never heard of the word newel post until I saw this movie.
Yeah, and you spelled it wrong.
How do you spell it?
N-E-W-E-L.
Wow.
Yeah, newel.
Newel, and that's the top
that's
piece
the
of
top
wood?
Piece of a post. And what was funny is, I remember that scene, but when we were when you were hatched this idea, I go to YouTube to look it up. And here's the thing that's frightening. The amount of videos that people have done themselves copying this in their own homes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like this first, some guy from Alabama comes in his kitchen, and he has a chainsaw in the middle of his lovely kitchen and does the exact scene.
Fix the newel post.
Fix the newel post, and he walks away.
Really?
I don't know that he's from Alabama.
I'll bet his wife. This is things. I'll bet none of those videos are wives or women. It's all a bunch of guys doing stuff like that.
It was a guy. And so this, the one thing I will tell you with Clark, he did a pretty good job of slicing it clean. And so the great thing about wood is, you know, you may remember years ago there used to be a thing for Elmer's glue where they took these two pieces of wood and they glued them together.
Yep.
And then they had two bulldozers try and pull them apart. And when it pulls it apart, the other part that wasn't glued comes apart,
the
not
glue
this.
Glue is stronger than the material.
Correct. And so you could do this. Now, here it's not super clean, but you're going to take a small tube of liquid nails. You can buy it in like a cake decorating tube because that's all you need here. And then you're going to need a couple clamps. Now, the clamps, you probably don't have these, call pipe clamps that are a little bit longer to do all this. So the glue's only $5, but if you got to buy the clamps, those are going to cost you $25 a piece. You're going to need two.
All right, so I'm at 55. Let's say $60 with tax.
Yeah, and you could maybe borrow them.
$60.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, yeah, oh, that's right. The cheap version would be $5 for the glue, and I'll borrow clamps from Lou.
Right.
But if I've got to go out and buy the clamps,
I got an awesome $60. Set of clamps.
Right. Okay, so that's eight. There's only two more. Mm-hmm. Three more. 9, 10, 11, because I don't have 12. No. I only have three more days of Lou Manfredini fixing the Griswold house. And boy, it gets spectacular after this. We're wrapping up our 12 days of... I told you we could do this in 5 minutes, Lou. Lou Manfredini is in our studio. The 12 days of a Griswold Christmas. We only came up with 11 self-inflicted disasters that Clark and family put upon his house.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken you through the first eight. Here comes number nine. Lou, what would it cost to repair this?
This is a lot of Lou. On the ninth day of Christmas, Lou Manfredini fixed for me.
Right there. Right there, the dog goes through the door.
Is that the same dog that was at the Hotel Zachary?
The one that was barking? So I'm not interested in fixing the dishes or the table.
That's a big dog.
Tears the place apart, but he crashes through an interior wooden door.
It's a single panel interior door. You can get a really good deal at Builder Supply Outlet at that. They can customize it in a couple days for you. And the door itself, $225, and $100 to paint it.
$225 plus $100,
right?
All right.
And you got to hang it. another $100.
Okay, somebody's going to hang it for me.
Yeah, right.
So $225 plus $100 plus $100. If I get somebody to do it,
yeah, all in.
Oh, installation.
Yeah, right.
Okay, $100. $225. Nice door.
Yeah, okay. Single panel.
All right, that's number nine. Here comes number... Oh, by the way, so we've been doing single shot, but if you've just joined us, I'm going to now string together the nine previous disasters plus number 10. We've only got two more episodes, so we'll do this. Here, you'll hear a litany of the nine mashed together plus the 10th tragedy to befall Clark's house.
On the first day of Christmas, Mr. Fix-It fixed for me.
Ready? I give you the Griswold family Christmas.
No. Hold on, though. No, just play number 10. It's got them all in there, right? So you don't need to do 1 through 10. Just play number 10. Are we ready with that? Here comes number 10.
On the 10th day of Christmas, Mr. Fix-It gave to me...
Look what you've done to my tree!
I have a delivery for Clark W. Griswold.
Fix the newel post!
The last scene there was the cops bursting through all of the windows.
Three more windows.
The police come from the roof. They come through the front window. They're smashing three more windows at the Griswold house.
I mean, at this point, we're replacing all the windows. So it's $1,000 a window, okay? But I think if you buy four, you could save 30%.
right. So,
one more and you could save 30%.
But I'm going to put $3,000 down cheap or inexpensive.
Right.
Expensive.
No, that's it. You're getting new windows at this point.
Okay, number 11, Producer Olive.
This is a lot of loo. Yeah. On the 11th day of Christmas, Mr. Fix-It gave to me.
The tree, the staples, the gutters, the ceiling, the cat.
I have a delivery for Clark W.
The knocker.
Fix the newel post.
The newel post. The door.
Don't drop that.
The windows. And... that's Uncle Lewis blowing up the septic tank gas in front of the house at the very end of the movie.
That's going to be a fine, too. There's going to be a big fine from the city.
Right.
I mean, think about that. You blew up the sewer. That's like union sewer guys, the whole nine yards. I mean, the landscaping probably only costs $300, but by the time the city gets done repairing the street and the curb and the fines you're going to pay, I bet it's $3,000. Almost. And then we didn't even talk about the damage to the car that was parked right there, too.
It was nearby, wasn't it?
Right next to it.
Wait, which car?
There was a car parked right on the street. Somebody's car.
Yeah. Well, insurance will take care of that. So I'm going to go $300 for landscaping either way. I do it, you do it. $300, I'm buying stuff. And then $3,000
for the city.
And that's just you guessing here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They got to fix that. Are you kidding me? They got to break open the sewer. You got the sewer and water guys coming in there, but the water service is down there. Then once we open all that up, you got to get a permit to cut the street. You got to get a permit to cut the curb. Then we got to come back and we got to patch that. And then we got to put the curb back, too.
All right, so I have two lists here, the inexpensive version and the expensive version, and I have not added them up, but I will in moments. It's good to see you, Luke.
Nice seeing you, too.
So
Merry
you
Christmas.
Are back on the air on Saturday morning, correct?
At 7 this time. We're starting
and
at 7.
You answer all kinds of questions for people?
We do. They call in, and they have questions, and then we answer them.
By the way, so this was sort of inspired by the 12 days of Christmas. We came up with 11 things that Clark needed that every year the media calculates. They say, what would gold, frankincense, myrrh?
Right.
What are the gifts that...
we could pick different movies every year.
On the 12 days of Christmas, ladies dancing, lords a-leaping.
Right.
Producer Olive, were you able to find out what the 2019 cost of the 12 days of Christmas is?
The 12 days of Christmas in 2019 costs... $38,993.59, John.
Okay, $38,000.
Wow.
We're less than that, and we haven't put in the pool. Nice to see you, Lou. Thanks for coming by.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas from the Mr. Fix-It Show, House Smarts Radio, WGN.